to TFL on Tape. It's springtime in Texas, and the sound of lawnmowers is in the air. For this episode, David reads David Daniels' story, The Sprouting. David's story appeared in the summer 2023 issue and begins with the first line, "All the lawns on Mentone Avenue are mowed on Wednesdays." We hope you enjoy.
All the lawns on Mentone Avenue are mowed on Wednesdays. Today is no exception. Before dawn, if one were up to observe, they would see the unobtrusive little android mowers scooting about the neighborhood of modest homes and squeaky sweeps. There are no fences or hedges or stone walls separating the yards on Mentone Avenue, because residents there, going back generations, favored the continuous expanse of lush grass that gave the suburban neighborhood its distinctive character. Photographs taken years ago depict a row of clean white homes set on a rolling swath of grass, the rich texture of green velour, or, depending on the season, the crisp bright shine of Easter basket excelsior, or the deep hue of antique jade. The houses are not especially large, not in contrast with the stately colonials and elegant Victorians nearer the city, which, for all their size, had stingy little lawns. But the way the grounds were maintained and the pride people took in their homes gave Mentone Avenue a unique charm. When the first subsection was built there just after the Second World War, homeowners used push mowers to cut the grass. In time, these gave way to rotary machines, and a summer evening might find a dozen people out mowing in neighborly cacophony. Eventually, the landscaping was assigned to contractors so that on any given day, crews of shirtless young men could be seen and heard noisily trimming lawns, riding hot, cumbersome contraptions that drank gasoline the way the young jockeys drank water from big thermos jugs. The ride-ons and leaf blowers and weed whackers made for a distracting environment for people who worked from home or for small children taking naps. The Mentone Avenue Neighbors Association, MANA, addressed this and, in the interest of consistency, contracted with a single outfit to cut all the lawns. By agreement, all mowing was done on Wednesdays. In the mid-2020s, with an eye on progress, MANA looked at introducing a small fleet of android mowers. So-called growbots were a combination device with a sowbot function that could sow lime, fertilizer, and lawn seed, and a mowbot to cut grass. An upgraded model, a snowbot, had a snow removal feature, but with winters trending milder with each passing year, MANA settled for the base model and purchased 4 units. These arrived with a lifetime warranty and were programmed to mow all of the grass in near silence each Wednesday in the still hours before dawn, clipping the leavings to a fine mulch. You could almost hear them exhaling their satisfaction at a job well done. The rest of the week, the units stood discreetly out of view in a gated corral, drawing energy from solar panels that stored it in lithium-ion batteries. From February to November, the growbots were recalibrated and synchronized once a year per annual weather projections. Thanks to global climate control, there weren't huge weather variances week to week, which afforded greater predictability. From Sunday midnight to dawn on Monday, there was a good soaking rain as suborbital weather satellites dutifully performed their work, sprinkling the city with precipitation, which the satellites condensed from atmospheric moisture. If very few citizens understood the science or the technology of their weather or their lawn service, it didn't matter. They had other things to occupy themselves with, and mostly, they were very content with their lives on Mentone Avenue. Someone wishing to write an informal history of the neighborhood would have an interesting story to tell. It would begin almost 100 years before in the mid-20th century and be a tale of cooperation and enterprise, of how individuals had managed to set aside some of their differences and personal wishes in favor of a common, greater good. Mentone Avenue was a harmonious and desirable place for people of varied cultures and races to live, have families, and pursue career dreams. It was a microcosm of a larger world where humans had found ways to curb their worst impulses and find common ground. Sometime in the 2040s, world leaders surprised everyone, including themselves, and took nuclear weapons off the table for good. Global climate collapse was avoided too, with the development of a suborbital weather satellite system, among other advances. On Mentone Avenue, about half the citizens worked from home, while the other half commuted to the nearby city, and all maintained that having the beauty of well-tended lawns was a benefit. The informal historian would be able to write of the advancement, over time, of the technology of landscaping, from the earliest days when the district had been rural farmland, and people used scythes and took weeks cutting the tall grass for hay, to after the Second World War, when, with the outward push from the city to build suburbs for housing, the use of hybrid grass seeds and push mowers and lawn sprinklers became ubiquitous. There'd be an amusing side note of how a few of these quaint devices were still found under a deck or in a tool shed, barnacled with rust, blades once sharp and shiny with use, now corroded and dull. Said historian, if possessed with a sense of humor and a bit of imagination, might spin an inspiring fantasy about how the gentle little mid-21st century androids bustled around sharing electronic nostalgias with their analog ancestors, all marveling together at how far the march of progress had gone. But stories are inventions and require people, without whom they are only inert facts. Without people, events pursue their own blind and wordless purposes, sprouting like weeds in an otherwise healthy lawn. Or, like a virus, growing and recreating itself, over and over again. Slightly different each time, gaining strength until it's akin to an invading enemy. A guerrilla force going person to person without regard, oblivious to moralities, ignorant of boundaries and property lines, of inside or outside, heedless of technologies and heroic efforts mounted to control it. And because it exists in chaos, sprouting seemingly from nowhere, mutating, there is no escaping it. People are gripped with sickness, their bodies fevered with sweat, scourged with aching, shaken with chills, racked with coughing, their lungs spasm and squeezed to suffocation, their minds dizzy to confusion, their ideas no longer aligned to any mutual understanding, their thoughts incommunicable as in inverse pattern to the propagating cells, brain circuits wink out forever. A person able somehow to look at Mentone Avenue would quickly discern that it isn't the place it once was. The houses are weathered, and the grass, those beautiful lawns, have gone to crabgrass, witchgrass, chickweed, and dandelions. All thriving, there still is weekly rain, but kept short, because all the lawns on Mentone Avenue are mowed on Wednesdays. And today, Wednesday, June 25, 2053, is no exception. Just before dawn, if one were there to witness, they might smile to see the neglected but game little androids hustling about the neighborhood in efficient, if not quite as efficient, and no longer as noiseless, sweeps.
David Daniel is the author of 10 novels and 4 collections of stories. He is a regular contributor to the Arts Views and the Boston Globe Ideas section. His most recent book is Beachtown. He lives near Boston. David's story, The Sprouting, originally appeared in Volume 25, Issue 2 of The First Line. Tune in next time for another episode of TFL on Tape.